Good evening, good yom to everyone. Learning Torah on the last night of the year. I have here a sheet of paper with 16 points that I found in a Tzioni Yeshiva. How much upset? A real Tzioni Yeshiva. It's our Bameni Kar Bayit Shel Torah. And it's Moridik. Pashat Moridik. But before I rattle off these points, which are some Dvarim Pshutim, but things that we overlook, I want to give just a little haschala how this has to do with Rosh Hashanah. This idea about many kar bayit shel Torah. How do you recognize a home of Torah? The main avodah that we have in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai, is Malchus. Right? That we accept the Kodesh Baruch upon us as a king. Why? Why is Rosh Hashanah the day to accept the Kodesh Baruch as a king? Because it's Yom Briyas Adam. Right? That's what Rishonim say. And the Gemara says, Ubameh, according to the Rit for the Kasha of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph, is how do you make a Kodesh Baruch HaMelech? B'Shoifer. Shoifer is also referring to not only Zichrinus, but also to Malchus. So, Pastor, just a little bit to explain this Nekuda. When you see the Baal Tokeh blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so the Sadi Goyen brings 10 tamim for Tkiyas Shofar, what's really the avodah shebalev that I'm supposed to feel when I hear the Tkiyas? Excluding, of course, the Inyanei Halacha, if it's a Tkiyah, Shvarim, Truah, the Neshimas, of course. But what should I be thinking about? What's the Nekuda? So Rabbi said that it's Yadua for the Goyen says it, and before the Goyen it was said that the difference in Lashon HaKodesh between Melech and Moshel is that Melech is willingly, the subjects accepted him willingly, and Moshel is a dictator. For Umos HaOlam, HaKodesh Baruch Hu never asked them if they want the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, he just gave it to them, so for them he's a Moshel. For us, there was Nasa B'nishma. So for us, he's a melech. Says the Goyen, that's the pasuk, Ki la'ashem amlucha. No? U'moshel v'goyen. Right? That's what the Goyen says. The Eben Ezra says it on the pasuk, when the brothers of Yosef told Yosef, Ha'maloch timloich aleinu, im ashol timshol banu. That the brothers of Yosef told Yosef, you think we're going to appoint you willingly upon us? Or you'll be able to control us against our will. So the Goyen, the Eben Ezra already says it. The Lashon HaMikra, the Chur is also very meduyak, of course. Hamalach timloich aleinu, im ashol timshol banu. The difference between aleinu and banu is exactly that. If we accepted you willingly, so you're superior to us because we appointed you. That's aleinu, upon us. If we don't want you, just rammed into us. That's banu. The day that Briyas Adam, that day is the day of Malchus, because the only Yitzur in the Briya that has a free will is Adam. So he's the only one that could appoint the Kodesh Baruch Hu HaMelech. That's the kind of Shir Shel Yom Shishi starts with the words Hashem Malach. Why? This is the day of the kingdom of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Malachim, or animals, they cannot make a Kodesh Baruch Hu Malach. For them, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Moshel. If we want to go a little bit more into it, though, why do we have free will? Not for what purpose? Now, I'm not going into the philosophical question. But how does it work? What's the dynamics of our free will? How come we have free will when other creatures don't have? What do we have in our essence, in our system, that they don't have? If it's Das, Malachim have Das. So what is it that we have that makes us we're the only people in the world with a free will? Because we come from a double source. We have a Neshama from the Elyonim and a Guf from the Techtonim. So there's two tracks here. And the Neshama is pulling one way and the goof's pulling another way. So here you have to pick and choose which way you want to go. But if you come only from one source, Meimele, that's what you are. There's only one source. There's no free will. Malachim that come only from Elyonim, they have one track. Behemoths that come only from the Tachtonim have again only one track. But the Adam that he comes from Tachtonim and Elyonim, he has a double track and he can pick and choose. Fine. So when is the moment on that Friday that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus started? The Bria of Adam, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, took place over 10 hours. What's the Nakuda, the second, that we could point and say that here is where Malchus Hashem started? When the Adam got his second dimension. Then he's made from two, and now it's the free will, to be like this or to be like that. When did he get that second dimension? Vayipach ba'apo of Nishmas Chaim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu pumped into him in the Shema. Originally he says, Afor min ha'adama, and he gathered all the dust, that's the goof, there's nothing alive yet here. Vayipach ba'apo of Nishmas Chaim, and now, Vayodam nefesh chaya. Now he has free will, because he got the double source. So Malchus Hashem started with a neficha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into us a neshama, that's when Malchus Hashem started. By the way, in Lashon HaKodesh, that's like I'm breathing and a soul are the same word. Neshama, neshima. In English, it's soul to breathe. It's not even the same gematria. Nothing. In Lashon HaKodesh, it's the same shoresh. Because we got our neshama, minishimas apoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. So Malchus Hashem started through blowing. Vayipach. So that's the come, when we blow into a shofar, it's supposed to make associations to that original neficha. And to say, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in the world started through blowing into Adam, when we blow into the shofar, we are exercising our free will and appointing HaKadosh Baruch Hu a melech by the same token and the same ahalach. Of a neficha le'umas neficha. Okay. So that's the day. Friday is the day that Adam was created, and that's when Malchus Hashem started. Why does Bria have to do with Malchus? Why could you say he was created and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a melech a day or two or 3 days later? Because our whole Bria is for Malchus Hashem. We weren't created for any other reason. The only reason that we're here is for Malchus Hashem. Hakol bora lichvoidoi. Kovod is in of Malchus. Because what do you say? Brocha na malach, shecholak mikvoidoi. Kovod and Malchus go together. Since Adam was created for Malchus Hashem, and Rosh Hashanah is the day of Bria Sa'adam, so that's the day of Malchus Hashem. Bria Sa'adam and Malchus Hashem are intertwined with each other because there's no other reason in the world why we're here but for Malchus Hashem. Shakol bor lechvodoy. So first of this Nakuda, that we hear from Avodas Hashem, Malchus Hashem, of course we all know it. And of course we all, yeah, but let's try a little bit to internalize this Nakuda. I once read a book that wrote about tshuva, and he took 25 topics, and how he looked at them before he became from, and how he looked at them after he became from. And he presented both points of view in a very sophisticated, nice way. The first topic of the book was the center of my life. So he says, before he became from, the center of his life was himself. The whole day, he thought about himself. Where will I be the happiest? Where will I be the richest? Where am I going to be the most successful? Where will I? The center of his life was himself. After he became from, the center of his life is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. And everything is measured vis-a-vis a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now these are easy words. It's a phenomenal Nakuda. It's a phenomenal Nakuda. Because both in TV, a person thinks about himself the whole day. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu made us. And you have to be open on yourself and to remember that you're not the center of your life. There's something much more important to you, important than you, which is the center of your life, and that's your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, let's take this a little bit lemaisa. So, Rosh Hashanah is less than 24 hours. It's the day of Malchus. What does that mean? That when I wake up in the morning, we immediately acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malach. Moide ani lefanecha melech chai v'kai. And the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah is the Moide ani of the whole year. The beginning sets the tone. When I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malach, what am I saying? That means I gotta tell myself that I'm a guest in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. It's not my world. Again, the Western culture educates us, if you can call it education, that we have rights. I have my home, I have my car, I have my mobile phone. I have. And you start thinking, it's your world. Yeah, but there's other people. Okay, so together it's our world, but it's ours. And the emphasis is, you're a guest. You're a guest at someone else's home. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. And he brought you in here, and he's going to keep you as much as he sees fit, and Yotz Hashem till 120, and then we'll take you back. Now, just imagine if you are a guest at someone's home. I'm saying it from Shuti in the beginning, and then I'm going to get into what this sheet over here. If you're a guest in someone's house, and the host asks you, excuse me, could you please pass me the salt? And the guest answers, no. I don't want to pass this off. His wife comes in a few minutes later, not aware of the conversation. He says, hi, excuse me, could you please pass me the water? No! No water, no salt, leave me alone. What kind of tzuah does it have? Will he be invited again to this household? And that's a host that gives you the schnitzel, that gives you the chomp, that gives you a Coca-Cola. Here we're dealing with a host that gives you your heart, your liver, your whole chaim. And he says, I want you to do this and this. And sometimes we turn around and we tell him, no, I'm not going to do it. I want to do it my way. From time to time, we just lose the perspective of why we're here. And what role are we playing? And what's our capacity and what's our job description? The famous shayla that so Salanta asks, is how come Yom Kippurim is after Rosh Hashanah? Yom Kippur should come first, clean yourself up, and then you'll be judged. Rosh Hashanah is one day of the year, though, that just sets the record straight. Rosh Hashanah is telling you, one second, the whole year you go around like a headless chicken, and you don't even have time to think, and you're going to do tshuva in that mode as well. So you know what? Let's start to set the record straight. You are a guest in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. Evanta? That's what you are. He is the boss. He's the balabos. And you're here thanks to his hospitality and thanks to his kindness. That's why you're here. And the yachas between you and him is of a guest to the balabos. Hachada. Now you want to do tshuva? Bevakasha. But remember, that's what you're here for. Rosh Hashanah is the one day of the year, 2 days of the year, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, could you stop thinking about yourself the whole time? Could you give a break from just the whole time being egocentric and thinking about yourself? Could you look at the bigger picture of what's happening here? Instead of focusing on your wishes and your dreams and your happiness and you? Could you understand that there's a whole world here, that you're a little part in it of Hamlachas Hashem? That's how you belong into this world. So, and obviously the melech is the center, not you. Could you imagine an Eved walking around the palace and thinks he's the boss and everything goes around him? Rosh Hashanah is that day to set the record straight. Who's what here in this world? Who's who? There's a halacha lemaisa which comes out from this nekuda, that we're only here because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have any self of our own. There's a halacha based on this. Anybody want to tell me? Which halacha? It's a siman in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Or Chaim. Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. Okay. Kol Maasech Yod Hashem Shamayim. Whatever you do, you got to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mechaber over there goes and says, if you go sleep, you sleep for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Chaim Adregis. But Kol Maasech Yod Hashem Shamayim. Everything that you do has to be for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens if I do 90% for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and 10% for myself in the framework of Halacha? Of course, you can't violate Halacha. But 90% I'm living for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 10% for myself. Within the framework of Halacha. No, Chazal say it's not good enough. Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Everything has to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about me? No. Everything. Well, why? Why is that? Because there's nothing in this Bria which is not geared towards Avodas Hashem. And once you do it, not Avodas Hashem, that's not what it was meant to be for. Says the Beis HaLevi, it's only by a Yid called Ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Not by a Goy. A Goy does Sheva Mitzvot Ben Noach, and then he can do whatever he wants. He could focus on himself, Kol HaYom V'Kol HaLaila. Just make sure he doesn't violate Sheva Mitzvot Ben Noach, and then it's okay. He could be totally immersed himself. That's by a Goy. Just make sure you don't violate the Sheva Mitzvot Ben Noach. Mashenk and Ayin, it's Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shamayim. So first, if someone would have asked you, promise, a non-Jew, in a nice way would ask you, you're Jewish, yeah, well, what's so gishmak about being a Jew? What would you answer? I'm just thinking a second. What's so special about being a Yid? What's so special? That we live in a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center. That's what's special about being a Yid. We live in a world that everything has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once Rav Hutner Zatzal told me, Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zatzal told me, when I was 20, 21 years old, he says, you want to know what's the nafkamina between the Goyish religious philosophers and the Jewish religious philosophers? And he knew both areas very well. And the Goyish philosophers wrote libraries on this topic. And what role does God play in our world? We have a world. It's ours. Well, we believe in God. We believe. They're religious. So what role does the Kodesh Baruch Hu play in our world? Because it seems the world gets along great. Al pi dachateva. What role does the Kodesh Baruch Hu play in our world? By the Yiddish philosophers, the question was, what role do we play in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's world? Mavdil ben Kodesh Achol ben Ola Choshech ben Yisrael Ami. That's the whole nafkemina. What role does Hashem play in our world? That's what a Goy says. A Yid says, what role do we play in Hashem's world? It's his world anyway, and he doesn't need us. So what are we doing here? What are the Jewish religious philosophers that Rav Hutner was referring to Lagami? But it's the Maran in the beginning of Dosh Shabbos HaGadol. That's exactly the point that he's addressing. And when we say Ein Oid, it doesn't mean only there's no other God instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other reality but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Him. Once Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal told me, we were speaking about the Yud Gimel Ikrim. And I asked him, how come there's no mention in the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Masur of Torah Sheval Peh? He says, it's not a question that's included in the Ikra of Torah. And I looked at the Rambam and Torah Sheval Shai said, it's like it says so. Then he says, but I'll tell you what I'm bothered by, an omission in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. How come the name Yisrael doesn't appear once in the Yud Gimel Ikrim? Not once. The word Yisrael doesn't appear. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Torah. Should it say, Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima shakodesh Baruch Hu b'char ba'am Yisrael ka'am zgula mikol ha'amim? Shouldn't it say that? Shouldn't there be some mentioning about the Yiddish fault? It doesn't appear once. In the Yud Gimel Ikrim. He says, that's my question. Like say, my question, no, but he said, I got a much more stuck akasha. How come it doesn't say Yisrael and the Yud Gimel Ikrim? It's like about the Gerara. So I told him and he agreed to it. That's exactly the point. We don't have any self. There's nothing self about us. You know, it's called selfie, right? How's it called, the picture? Selfie? We don't have selfie. We have nothing of our own. We're here just to show that Hashem's Echad. And that's already mentioned, Hashem Echad. And he was Mekabel. It's one of the tragedies of this year that Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal was nifter. He's very, very missed by many, many people. So we said that the focus of Malchus of Rosh Hashanah is to acknowledge this Mitzias. I'm not the center of my life. And if I am, I'm involved in something so petty and small. L'umas, what the real issue is. The center of my life is something much bigger than myself. It's Chabad that you're stuck in such a small little corner. The center of a Yiddish life is the Eibishter. And Avodas Hashem, and doing giving nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. It's not you, it's him. And what he feels, and if he looks down on you and says, I have nachas, that's Gevaldik. But again, it's normal that we come, and once we come, we forget where we came from, where we're going to. I have a friend of mine, this happened 50 years ago, way before I came to England, and he told me that he has a kol, and he sent a mashulach to England, Grotto, to collect money, and he sent an English guy. He thought an English guy, you know, the mentality, the language, whatever, for a week. He gave him a business ticket, that he should go collect money for the kol. The guy came on Sunday night. Monday, he was tired. Tuesday, Wednesday, he went to visit family because he's from England. And he starts collecting money on Thursday. And then on Friday, he had to go back to Israel, so he even do the job. So he told me this. And then I told him, you know, that's what happens to people. This guy came for a job, but once he landed, he forgot what he came for. He came back to England, and now he's visiting family. And then towards then he said, oi! I forgot! I'm here to... I forgot! I'm here to collect money for the quarrel. Let's see what I could chapar in the last day and a half. So a lot of times that's what happens to people. We come here on a mission, but once we land, we get totally bugged up with all kinds of other details, and we forgot what we're here for. So I want to read here a few points. I have a copies here. Again, it's at Tziyon Yeshiva. But I think nevertheless, I found out lately, it's a yeshiva, but it's a Muradik, but many kar bayit shel Yehudi. I want to go over through a few points. We're not going to do all of them. Ha'ika, number one, is what we spoke about till now. Ha'ika b'chaim hi avodas Hashem. The focus of your life is avodas Hashem. Tamid zochim et divrei ha-Mesias Yisholim. Always to remember the Mesias Hashem in his Hakdama, what he wrote. Ma'i chovosa shel adam b'olamo. Remember what your chova is. A proper value system. You know what's Iker and what's Tufel, and don't confuse the corridor with the palace. Don't get stuck with Olam Hazeh. My boy said, for example, are you here for a career? Are you here to make money? Absolutely not. But look what happens to us. Once we land here, I can be the whole day involved making money, pursuing a career. But that's not what you're here for. You're here for Avodas Hashem. Of course, there's an Indian to... Of course, we have to do panosa, we have to put bread on the table, of course, and there's no mitzvah to be banis. But is your tachlis your career? A lot of people will say yes. Even for me, you'll ask him, well, who are you? I'm a lawyer. I ask what you do, I ask who you are. But that's how we talk. Because that's the world that we live in. The world that we live in, life is dedicated to a career. A job. Making money. That's what life's all about. So he says, okay, no, you're getting confused between the corridor and the palace. This is only a corridor. This whole business of Olam Hazeh is aldas to reach somewhere else. You got confused what's Iker and what's Tafel. That's this point number one. He goes on saying, number two, Kol HaTorah Nishma B'Bayis. There's always learning in your home. Again, the title is, what's a home of Torah? There's always someone learning there. Torah is the main issue in the home. There's chavrusas, there's shiurim. You learn in a shul, you learn at home, you learn with your wife, you learn with your children. Always engaged in learning. That's a Jewish home. Torah is always there. I I could. I remember when my kids weren't gone. They were, now they're in their 30s, so they cannot ask. They ask like, "Does your Abba put on tefillin?" So my kid says, "No, my Abba doesn't put on tefillin." Why? I never saw him on tefillin. Because B'chus Hashem, I was down in shul. So my kids grew up thinking, I never put on tefillin. I'm just bringing out the point, they should see you learning. In our home, where I grew up as a kid in St. Louis, Missouri, my father was showing me a chavrusa from a quarter to six in the evening till 7:15, an hour and a half every night, with Shmuel Heber, who was the chazan of the shul. They're both now chavrusa, no ilam amas. And everybody knew, since I was zero, that that hour and a half is the holiest hour of the day. That's when daddy does not take phone calls. Even if the President of the United States of America will call up. He's learning Torah. And there's nothing more important than learning Torah. I remember, it's one of my first memories, that my father explained to me the concept of Pikuach Nefesh and Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh. He says, I'm learning now with Shmuel Heber. The only thing that you could disturb me is if it's Pikuach Nefesh, life-threatening situation, or Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh. That's what he explained to me, my father. I have an older brother, 3 years older than me, Reb Ezra, a big Talmud of Nochum Pratzovich. I remember I knocked on the door one day. Daddy, if Ezra's hitting me, is that Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh? Does that fall under the category of Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh? But like, my father was a big Talmud of Rav Huttner, and there was always learning. That's a house of Torah. There's always learning. It's always on the agenda. Shabbos morning, I used to wake up. Every Shabbos, I thought that's how it is. It's part of the Shabbos. I heard the Shnai Mikra v'chatag by my father. Every Shabbos morning, before going to shul. Every Shabbos. So it's my bones. You got to do Shnai Mikra v'chatag. I know other people that didn't have that experience. For them, Shnai Mikra v'chatag is like just, it's a minhag. It's not a real halacha. It's halacha. You get a little mab on it. But I grew up in a home, my father said, Shnai Mikra v'chatagum. We had no suffix about it. Every Shabbos morning before going to shul. It was kavod, that's the time. The Goyim says that's the best time to do it. That's called the house of Torah. There's always Torah happening. Shiurim, coming, going. Chavrus says always. Okay, Baruch Hashem, speak to B'nai Torah, it's Dvorim Pshutim. But just to bring it out. Weiter. I'm skipping a few. Shem Shemaim Shogolpe. You speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a Jewish home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someone that you speak about. He's a major player in the home when the parents speak to the kids. Bitochen, not to be worried, not to be bitter, to emphasize that everything is with Hashgacha. To say everything, called about Gamzel Toiva. There's a Rabbi Kramer in Eretz Yisrael, an American fellow. And I always ask him, I remember this going back 30 years ago, Rabbi Kramer, how are you doing? Couldn't be better. That's how he always answers. Very big difference than not too bad that we hear here. How are you doing? Not too bad. Such a terrible terrace. Such a, not too bad, not too good. Yeah. It's probably mushba from the weather, from the clouds. Once someone told me that in England, not too bad. That means good. That means good. That's how you say good. I said, Lamachon, in the beginning of the day when you wish someone about his day, you don't say, have a not too bad day. You say, have a good day. So why at the end of the day, it suddenly becomes not too bad? The good day became not too bad. It's Ayubanera. It's the knowledge that whatever we have, because what we gave us is a matana. I have no tainas. I own nothing. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever he gives is the best. I once asked Rabbi Kramer, if you would have had $20 million in the bank, wouldn't it be better? If your blood pressure would have been 120 over 80, wouldn't it have been better? What do you mean, it couldn't be better? He tells me, I believe whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, that's the best for me. If it would be good for me to have $20 million, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given it to me. Who says it's good for me? Because that's what the people say in the street? Who says they're right? There's a lot of people that the money corrupts them. I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me whatever's best for me. It's gewaltig to look at the world that way. That's part, again, of a Torah home. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you talk about him. You talk about his hanhaga. You talk about how he's doing things. What messages is he sending over to us? He is there constantly. That's Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. Tzniels, meaning not in clothing here, but he's tafkus b'muat. Eizu asher hasameach b'chelkoi. Not that he's satisfied with his lot. He's happy with his lot. Not to run after luxuries or money or career. You know what you should run after? Torah ma'asim tovim. Torah pshutim. But that's the part of the list there. It's a gevaldik list. To run after Torah ma'asim tovim. I mentioned it in my Shir Pirkei Avos. I'm asking Mechila from those who were there. My nephew, I just found out about him something last week. He's 32, 33 years old. And there was someone last week, last Monday, Nebuchadnezzar was a Levi of a young Avrech. I mean, he was in his 50s. Not a family member, but a very close friend up to the family. His name was Moti Cohen, who was Nifter. Moti Cohen, it was called. It was a very hot day. So my brother Ezra, I mentioned before, but there's Sofik Yuch Nefesh. So he said his share a little bit earlier to be 12 o'clock at the Leviah. It was a boiling hot day in Israel. 38 degrees in the shade, and there was no shade. And he said to himself, I want to buy myself a little bottle of water before I go to the Leviah. So while I'm standing there, I'll be a Spain and I'll drink. But till he found a parking place, until he came, there was no time. So he stood there without the bottle of water. Mishkevalach. His son Chesky, the one I'm talking about, was there. He said, Abba, here's a bottle. And then Ezra noticed, my brother noticed, Chesky came with 200 bottles. And he gave it out to the tzibur. Not one bottle was left. His boot was full with 200 bottles of cold water. And Ezra tells me, my brother, who was a choshev Talmud Chacham, I was thinking about my one bottle. When should I get it? How should I get it? My son got 200 bottles. It cost 600 shekel. He's not a rich man, my nephew. Not at all. But a person who thinks to run after Maxim Toivin, he got 200 bottles in his car and gave it out to the tzibur. Instead of just focusing on self, where's my bottle? He thought about 200 bottles and laid out the money, which is about 140 pounds, 150 pounds. Mashu Kazeh. That's a yid. Because he's not focusing on himself. Another point here. Not to allow Goyish culture into the home with all the devices that we have today. The music at home is Yiddish songs, not Goyish ones. Proper newspapers, Svarim, books, Kedusha v'Tahara. Number 7, no negotiations about halacha, even if it's difficult. Halacha, we don't compromise. Asa lecha rav, you have a suffix. Don't make decisions on your own. Ask a rav. Especially if it's important decisions. Because you want. Sometimes you make a mistake. Of course, if you're allowed to be mekel, you're allowed to be mekel, but ask a rav. There's a house, there's a rav there. Dikduk in mitzvahs. You buy a lulav and an esrog at the best place. You don't, not the easy way out. Like you want to buy yourself a nice suit, a nice shoes. You go to the best store and you buy it. How do you buy your esrog? I remember once when I was in Israel, you know, it's known that the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, it's divided, it's between 4 days. So one day is the esrog day, the other day is the lulav day, and the hadassim day, and Erev Yom Tov is the arava day. Arava is a little bit easier. And I remember someone came over to me and said, you know, all these people, they waste 4 days to go buy albaminim. You know what I do? 2 hours before Yom Tov, I go to the Shuk of Avaminim, I get it a fraction of the price, and I buy whatever I need. I'm so clever. So I asked him, that's how you buy a computer? Is that how you buy a car? You just go hop around and buy? Is that how you buy your clothes? If it's chashiv to you, you invest time into it. If it's not chosh, you say, I do it at the end of the day and I get it at a fraction of a price. Tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, we say, I'm going to leave here a few copies for the oil, whoever wants, and then they can photocopy it. The Simcha G'dayla. Tefillah b'tzibur. How many people are moira heter if they have a job downtown? Mincha al daven biyichidus. Mine al daven biyichidus because I got to make a job. I got a job. I got to make a panasa. So what about tefillah b'tzibur? I can't. I'm sorry. I got a job. Yeah. I'll prove to you that's not the nekuda. Because chas v'shalom, it shouldn't happen. If there's a chiyuv and a person has to stay kaddish with one of his parents for 11 months, then he does say shachis milchamayev. Did you ever hear of the final research? There was a research done lately by Reader's Digest that people who say kaddish for 11 months have a susceptibility to be on the breadline. Did you ever hear that? That those who say kaddish become poor. Did you ever hear? I never heard it. What happens in those 11 months? You're makpid to daven, especially if you're a ben yachid. You're makpid to daven, shachis ben chamarv, and I never heard that you became poor because of that. So what happens afterwards? No, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't daven. See, I got a very important meeting now. I got a very important... It's a kushtilot. It's a babkes. Because if you want it, you'll find the time. I sometimes think to myself, people that go to daven b'tzibur only when they're a chiyuv, what are they actually telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To get me to shul, you have to bring upon me a tragedy? If you take one of my parents, I'll come to shul. Otherwise, I don't come to shul. I daven chik-chak at home, mincha marv, by the koysel, hakol b'seder. So I want to say, Kabbalah Amda Eda, I got a book from my mother, who's 87 years old, till 120. I want to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the next 33 years, I promise you I'm going to daven Shachis Mincha Maariv B'tzibur, and you don't have to do anything to my mother to make sure they'll come to shul. I promise you I'll come to shul anyway. I'm saying it before I'm vega. And all these excuses, I'm going to miss here, I'm busy, I got a football match, I got this. Come on. Come on. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. The chinuch of home, Shabbos is yom. What's the topics of the Shabbos table? It's all in this list here. Look at the last Shabbos that we had. The last Shabbos of the year. No, was it different? Was it like more? Because it's the last Shabbos of the year? Or does Zalba talk about the politics, about the rabbonim, about the teachers, about Ahin, about Aher? This is all what makes a home of Torah. All these small nekudas. But again, Chevra, it's all who's the center of your life. Yourself or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it all boils down to. Me, HaMirkaz. That everything goes around that. By 99.9% of people in the world, the center of their life is themselves. Everything begins when they were born, everything will end when they die, and that's it. We Yidden understand differently. And that's what's so geschmack to be a Yid. You live something which is so much more inspirational, just self. Now basically, we have to finish. There's a mitzvah to be Oyved Hashem B'Simcha. How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you get your kids to be Oyved Hashem B'Simcha? What's the ingredient needed? That your students or your children or whatever will be inspired to be Oyved Hashem B'Simcha. That's the nekud that we're talking about now. Where I live in Eretz Yisrael, I live on the second floor. On the fifth floor lives Aryeh Deri. He's a minister. He was a minister 30 years ago, now again. And 30 or 25 years ago, whatever, he was in his prime. He was a young man in his 30s. And people downstairs were waiting in the queue to speak to him. But he always just came in and out. He was very busy. So then they started speaking to Ilan, his driver. And his driver sometimes would wait down there for hours till they would come. And the driver would say in Israel, Yeshlo Volvo. Volvo Chashuv. In Vilon. Volvo. And I asked, and people would stand in line for Ilan. Could you convey this message to Mr. Deri? And he became like a PA of Mr. Deri. I once asked Ilan, do you like your job? At the end of the day, he's driving. He's a driver. Do you like your job? Yeah, very much. Why? First of all, I get calls from it, he tells me. People wait in line to speak to me. Secondly, I go to all the secret places. whenever anything's about to happen, Israel's going to raid a country. You know, I know about it in advance. And third, I have a very personal relationship with Ari Dery. He's a super geschmacka guy. Sometimes he comes into the car and he doesn't talk. He's busy reading papers, whatever. But he invites me to his simchas. I invite him to my simchas. I have a catch with Ari Dery. What will be if you're the driver of the prime minister? Odyotel. And if you're the driver of the president of the United States of America in regular days? Odyotel. If you're the driver of the queen? Odyotel. And if you're the driver of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what should you feel? You are bringing Shechina to parts of the world which were not there before. That's what happens when you do a mitzvah. The word mitzvah, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, that's how I would always say, is a very funny word. The word should have been tzivui, command. What's mitzvah? Mitzvah includes three parties. The mitzaveh, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the mitzuveh, the person, and the tzivui, the commandment. All three. If I just look at mitzvahs as commandments, it becomes a burden. But if it's part of a relationship with Melech, Malchei, Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes gewaldic. I'm driving over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm his driver. The Olchaim HaKadosh says in Parashas Kedoshim, in Perek Yitches Pasuk Dav, look it up, that when a person does a mitzvah, he becomes the Merkava of Shechina. Ah! So what Elon feels, a million times more. Don't forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when you're doing mitzvahs. The Kotzker Rebbe would say, what's the difference between Hasidim and Misnagdim? And with this, we're really concluding. Okay, he's a Rebbe. Remember, he would say, the Hasidim are afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Misnagdim are afraid of the Shulchan Aruch. And that's a murdek in a kuda. Put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the center of everything, and you're going to see how unbelievable geschmack it's to be a yid. But when you take him out of the picture, everything is a burden. Nothing's geschmack. That is the malchus of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeisa, I want to wish the oilam a kodesh, a nifla, that they learn here. I understand that there's gevaldik asmada in this mokum Torah in the mornings and the nights around mamash. That it should be, we should all be zeichet a ksiba for chasima toiva and a good geben shteyar. I photocopied here about 30 copies. Kol haritz elitol, yovo viyitol. Kol tu, Rabbeisa.